Now, it's a great thing that the TGS SLB Slumberger Consortium has withdrawn its application to do seismic testing in the Otways. Can you talk to my listeners about the extent of that application?
So the TGS seismic blasting application has had a few iterations, and so we've been fighting this for a couple of years. It started out as a 77,000 square kilometre proposal, and over the past couple of years, it's been progressively shrunk down thanks to a wide array of opposition from community members, fishing industry, various other people who would be impacted by this proposal, and a lot of community members who've got interest in the ocean too, to a 31,000 square kilometre proposal. And this still would have seriously impacted the Zeehan Marine Park. So you can do seismic blasting in a Commonwealth Marine Park and pygmy blue whale biologically important areas. So that's the area where the pygmy blue whales come all the way from the Timor Sea, round the west coast of Australia, and then come to that area of ocean for their summer foraging and feeding time.
Can you explain to my listeners what seismic blasting is?
I'll try and keep it short. Basically, it's the scenario where these massive ships, picture a cruise liner towing cables for a couple of kilometres, are firing these air cannons into the water. And these air cannons sound is about the equivalent, if you're listening above water, to an atomic bomb. And the sound waves are designed to penetrate below the ocean floor to explore for fossil fuels. And then that reverberation from the sound is picked up by a receiver and then mapped below the sea floor. So it's so destructive to marine life. It literally pulverizes krill, can deafen whales, disrupts the blood and the hemoglobin of lobsters, and is shown to cause mortalities in scallops as well.
Yeah, so it's a precursor to oil and gas exploration. So, despite the fact that we're in a climate emergency, it was quite clear that this consortium believed, and the government that is controlling Australian interests believed, that trawling for coal and gas is still on the cards.
Well, it's very much still on the cards, and this is one of two seismic blasting proposals in the Otway Basin. So, it's great that we've managed to see off the TGS proposal. Now we're really able to drill down, so to speak, on the CGG proposal, and it appears all these companies have acronyms for names, which is just off the coast of Warrnambool and is over southern right whale migration zone. So we've, taken some time to celebrate the TGS win and now really doubling down on CGG. And it's also worth remembering that seismic blasting is not just used for exploration for oil and gas. It's also used for exploration for carbon dumping via a bizarre technology called carbon capture and storage.
Oh yeah, right. It just gets better and better, doesn't it? Now the next
And
thing,
it does.
and the next thing, of course, is that there's an organisation called NOPSEMA, which is was the one that they apply to, but it gives this impression that it's an orderly approach to the applications. But there's also this thing called Special Prospecting Authority, right?
Yeah, that's the permit. So just for context for your listeners, NOPSEMA is the National Offshore Regulator, which is independent but overseen by the government. And then shifting to Special Prospecting Authority permits, that's a specific type of permit that only seismic blasting companies apply for. It's a particularly cheap and bodgy cowboy permit, which bypasses all the normal checks and balances, only costs $8,250 to apply for. The permit lasts for 180 days, and within the context of one proposal, you can apply for, multiple SPA permits within one proposal. So TGS is a working example. They were looking at applying for at least five SPAs within the lifespan of that one program. So it's a complex little space, offshore oil and gas. We're calling on the Albanese government to abolish these cowboy permits. We've got a petition online. If you go to the Australian Marine Conservation Society website and follow the oil and gas campaign, you'll see the petition for the SPA permits. We're trying to build that as quickly as possible as we're taking this to Parliament in the November sitting for our push to get these cowboy permits abolished.
Well, it does seem a bit contrary to think that you've got a government saying that it's all behind, renewables when they even allow such a dodgy permit to even exist.
Well, it's the permits, and it's, it really is that case of actions speak louder than words. The day after we, heard of the win on TGS, two more exploration, well, drilling permits were granted off the 12 apostles by the Albanese government for new gas. So, still very well saying that they're committed to a renewable energy transition. What we're seeing at the moment is approvals of new coal mines, approvals of new gas, and a climate emergency that's getting more and more dire.
Now, the fact that this large company has withdrawn its application, and one of the reasons given is because their submissions have failed because they didn't consult properly with stakeholders and stuff like that. What I'm getting at is actually this concerted effort by the public and business interests as well as local governments really does have an effect, doesn't it?
Well, TGS's reasons for pulling out, according to their very short email to us, was competing global concerns. But when you look at what the regulator NOPSEMA has said of the ongoing failures of their application, it was impacts to endangered species such as pygmy blue whales and southern right whales, seismic blasting in a marine park, the cumulative impact hadn't been properly considered, and the public consultation processes had not been anywhere near sufficient for NOPSEMA to be able to progress the application.
This isn't over. This battle just continues, doesn't it? People can't take their eye off the ball.
I mean, it comes back to our next focus now is CGG, and if people want to know more about that proposal, again, go to the Australian Marine Conservation Society website. We've got a page dedicated to each of the early stage projects we're focused on, and we focus on the these projects at exploration phase because it's pretty hard to stop them once they've started drilling and pulling stuff out. So there's two live exploration proposals in the Otway Basin alone. We're campaigning hard to stop them and obviously leading with science, working with community, and I think the TGS example shows that working with community and working in collaboration with other organisations has impact.
If people are allowed to continue to do this exploration, if businesses are allowed to continue to go on as business as usual in terms of fossil fuels, and also the fact that it's a direct assault on the wildlife in the seas, are they creating potentially offshore deserts?
Well, if the Albanese government keeps approving new fossil fuel projects in our ocean, what he's doing is just locking us into more and more extinctions of endangered species, which really are just hanging on by, the skin of their teeth, those that have them. He's locking in more climate change, and the Southeast Ocean, where we're focused on at the moment, has the fastest rate of warming. It's already 4 degrees warmer than it has been historically. So you've got localized extinctions, you've got ecosystem collapse, and of course, climate crisis, which we're seeing driving more intense and frequent bushfires, more intense and frequent storms and flooding. So, the conversation could go for a long time in terms of why we need to get off fossil fuels immediately, and the first step is stop approving new projects.